Coach's show, and kicking it off is head coach of the West Plains Scissors, Joel White. Good morning, Coach. How we doing, man?
Good morning, Gary. I'm all right.
It is week 7 where we're headed, and my goodness, it flies. Last week is a week to kind of forget. The Scissors and Bolivar, that did not fare well.
No. Never seen anything like it. And, well, 32 years, you know, you stay in this game long enough, you'll probably see everything, but I hadn't seen anything like that. And so that was the first. You know, what people don't probably know is, other than turnovers and the score, we ran 76 plays.
Wow.
Bolivar ran 42.
That's what. Now, see, if I would not have known the score, and you'd come in here and said, you know, we ran 70 plus plays and our opponent ran, I would go, well, you won.
Yeah. Yeah. Then on the flip side, if you just said, well, you were minus 6 in the turnover battle, usually that's a 50-0 game.
Yes.
So, you know, we just didn't take advantage of some red zone opportunities. Turning the ball over, you know, defense played really solid except for gave up 2 big plays there in the first half. But, you know, they kept getting the ball back for us, making stops. You know, they kept us in it and gave us a chance. And, you know, we were moving the ball and, you know, just turned the ball over at very crucial moments of the game.
And that's something that, you know, as a coach, you just got to pull everybody aside and try to help them wash that away. It's weird, but, you know, now it's a new week and moving on. We're going to go east. Been a while since we've went east. Poplar Bluff. And, you know, you spent a lot of time there east, and a little bit different brand of football. You're going to see a different brand of athlete, aren't you?
There's a little more speed down there. You don't bluff. You know, I played them in 2020, my last year. They came to Kennett. And a little more size. Man, they were big across the front. They're not as big this year as they were back then when I played them. But, yeah, they're going to be a little bit more speed in southeast Missouri, but you know, a little bit more different as far as what you get and as far as the athletes go. Try to get the ball on the edge a little more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Poplar Bluff is not in that realm as much, although they do have a fast, elusive quarterback that's you know, dual threat. He's dangerous, and you know, he does a good job of spreading it around. He's got, you know, multiple receivers that he throws to. So, you know, we've got a tall task in front of us.
Well, I'm just kind of looking at their page, and it seems like they, you know, Poplar Bluff has a really good young group. Their junior varsity's rolling, and even their freshman team is rolling pretty good. When, you know, facing an opponent like this, they're not going to be in your district. It's just they're a class 5. So, is this an opportunity to maybe turn a few things loose to just see where you're at in certain areas, or after last week, is it, let's just take care of business?
Well, it's just another game on the schedule, but in a sense, just because it's non-conference doesn't mean it's not important. You know, you play to win,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter who we're playing. But, you know, it is a Class 5 opponent, so it does help us in our district points. So that's a positive. You know, we get to travel, and they got a beautiful facility, the whole school, gym, stadium,
yeah,
baseball park, all of it's, I would probably say around 6 to 8 years old. But beautiful setup there.
Hansborough's kind of helped out a little bit with that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if he's contributed to that or not, but yeah, he's definitely a legend down there, and him and his brother both kind of made their name there at Poplar Bluff High School.
Well, it's not a bad trip, 60 east all the way, and really it won't be much difference from, you know, going to Springfield or anything like that, but the thing that when I think of Poplar Bluff, I just, you know, you hit it, their facility, and tonight is a pink out too, so you folks that are going to be traveling, if you want to get in on that, of course it is pink out for the mules, but they've had, I think Poplar Bluff is more of a, you know, they're a basketball town. I mean they really love their basketball, and they have good athletes, but the thing about the Poplar Bluff football that always stands out to me is they seem like they were always a gritty team. You know, I mean, just a little, just really, in a sense where they're really going to, you know, they're going to block well, they're going to tackle well, and, you know, that can carry you a long ways.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, being down there for 11 years, you know, the first year at Malden, we obviously never saw them and never really played and hardly any common opponents because they were just such a bigger school. And then we got to Kennett, we
seen them every year.
It was very similar to Malden. We didn't play much of their opponents other than Sykeston, and then we played them my last year there. But you know, Coach Manning is he's first year coach there, but he's been at Bluff for a long time, so it's a lot of the same things that they've done in the past.
They're going to kind of be in a spread.
The coach before him, Coach Seavers, he's a long time Bluff guy. The coach before him, Mark Bruce, he was there for a while. Now he's back as the OC. So you've got the same crew there that's been there for a while. But yes, they will be in the gun every play. They'll be in the spread. They'll be empty a lot. So, you know, they're going to try to spread you out and try to find some running lanes for the quarterback as well as throw the football.
Now, your secondary, you know, how to this point in the year, where do you think they're at? How has your secondary performed?
They've played pretty well. You know, they haven't been tested as much. You know, when you look at our schedule that we've played so far, you know, we really didn't have a team that just lined up and threw it 40 times.
Yeah.
I mean, our schedule, it seems like our opponents have been run heavy this year, even though, you know, when you think of Mountain Home and Ackland, well, they ran the ball a ton that night. Branson's flex bone. Hillcrest was a mixture. Bolivar was more run heavy than pass. And Parkview, you know, was probably, you know, balanced there. So we haven't had a team that's just really thrown in a lot more than they've ran the ball.
Well, this week of practice, pretty good week of preparation.
It's been a real good week. You know, kids are resilient. At least our kids are. You know, they didn't come in and mope around, feel sorry for themselves. You know, I think they knew in their minds, you know, we should have beat Bolivar, and you know, they've just stayed together. Really proud of them for staying together, not doing any finger pointing and playing the blame game. You know, they've really had a great week and had great energy. Act like they're glad to be there, a lot of enthusiasm. So really happy with their attitudes and their effort this week.
Could we say maybe a little bit ticked off? I mean, wouldn't you like, you know, wouldn't that be kind of a good thing,
well,
to be just a little ticked off?
If you're a competitor, you know, that's what you want to see. You want to get that bad taste out of your mouth. And, you know, the easiest way to do that is the next games, you take care of business. So I think they will be when we take the field, but at the same time, they know we've, you know, we can't just, there's a thing is just being over emotional and then lose your keys and lose your assignments and not do your job.
You know, Nick Saban, he had a quote that I really thought was cool. He said that, you know, just because we are supposed to win doesn't mean they're just going to let us win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you think about that. There's a lot of truth in that statement, but it's you got to take it. You know, you just got to, regardless if you're the favorite or not, you just got to go up there and you just got to take it away from them. Now, your JV team, how they been doing?
Last week, JV went to Bolivar, had a win. I think they ended up winning by 8, maybe, 8 or 14. And then the freshman only played 2 quarters, and they put it on them, 34-0, I think. 2 quarters of football. So I think our freshman is sitting at 5-1, and I think our JV is at 4-1. Mm-hmm. So both of those groups have done a good job, and you know, they've, good thing is on Monday, Bluff freshman and JV are coming to West Plains, be a 5:00 early start. Mm-hmm. And get to play 2 full games, and I'm really, really excited about those guys. They've done a good job.
And, you know, we can't get out of here with congratulating the West Plains Zizzer volleyball team. They earned that 1 seed in the district tournament. And, you know, as a coach, regardless of the sport, that's big to get that 1 seed, isn't it?
That's big. Coach Beasley and I were talking about that, you know, having to go east and over there and not having any common opponents. And, you know, just there's always that thought running through your mind, well, are all these coaches going to gang up and not vote for us? You never know how that goes when you get in a meeting or do it just online, how they're going to vote. So very good to see them get the 1 seed.
And, you know, volleyball East is kind of like basketball. It's a big, big deal.
Yeah, it's real big, especially at the smaller schools with Advance and Bernie, a lot of tradition there.
Well, here it is, week 7. And, again, feeding those Zizzers, they can put away the chow. And all you people that have donated money and your time, you know, to feed the football team and the coaches and the managers and the bus drivers. You know, I mean, you guys are angels. It is a fantastic thing that you do, because that's one less thing you have to worry about.
Yeah, it's been huge. Last Friday we had Brandy Miller got us a Bootleggers barbecue.
Sweet.
And then Meg LaChance had Gatorade, cookies, brownies. So it was great. It was a great meal. Tonight, about the halfway point to Bluff, you know, we'll pass out food, and that's going to be.
I thought you was going to stop at Elsinore Truck Stop and have the buffet.
We're not going to do that. But tonight, I do want to mention, tonight it's going to be Aaron Hawkins, Courtney Reynolds, Rosada Wilson. So they're, I think, putting together some sack lunches for us. And, again, we thank those ladies for that.
Right on. Everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt. Tonight they're on the road. Take on the Mules of Poplar Bluff. You can catch that game on Hot Country KDY. Also, live video stream. Coach, thanks for coming by, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks.